Lecture 21, Kabbalah and Society in 16th Century Safed.
I want to begin this lecture by returning to that very important date, 1492, and the expulsion of the Jews from Spain. We saw already how some of them went on to Italy, and we talked in our previous lecture about Italian Jewry in the 16th century. Now I want to shift to another area and to look both at the area and the particular kind of cultural production that emerges from this area. And it has to do, of course, as you will see, with the Kabbalah. But before talking about the Kabbalah in this region, let us talk about the broad region in general. Many of the Spanish Jewish refugees, when they are expelled in 1492, make their way, some of them to Italy, but then continue on and settle in the Ottoman Empire. You recall the 16th century, or the end of the 15th century, is a period of revival for Islam and the creation of a magnificent court and a center of world government within this large Ottoman Empire, covering what is today, of course, Turkey and throughout much of the Middle East into Egypt and beyond. And therefore, we see a period where there is again a revival, or simply a revival of Islam. And again, the encounter takes place between Jews and Muslims. That's what I wanted to say. In other words, while we have been speaking primarily in many of our last lectures about Judaism and Christianity, we now can speak simultaneously about Jews and Christians encountering each other within the rest of Europe, and now Jews and Muslims again in the 16th century. What is quite extraordinary about the Ottoman Empire is that when the Jews are expelled from Spain, they are openly welcomed in the Ottoman Empire. So that while there had been Jews living in this region beforehand, now they are overwhelmed by a new population of Jews. Very similar to what has been going on in the 20th and 21st century. Not only on the part of Jews, but on the part of many minorities who've come to Europe. For example, just to give you one primary example, there are many in Provence, in France in general, there had been an indigenous French population. And throughout the last 50 or 60 years, it has been overwhelmed by a community of Jews who came from North Africa, from Algeria and from Morocco and so on. And similarly, an Arab population that has also settled in France. So you have North African Arabs, and you also have North African Jews who have really taken on all of the culture of what was French Jewry. Similarly, in the Ottoman Empire, in the course of one generation, a group of Spanish Jews enter all of the major cities of the Ottoman Empire. They begin to receive lucrative commercial opportunities. And they begin to shape a new Jewish culture, a Sephardic culture. So what is emerging now is a new opportunity for Jews and Muslims to live with each other. And thus, these Sephardic Jews settle in Constantinople, in Salonika, in Cairo, in Jerusalem, in many other cities, establishing their own types of rabbinate and communal life, and establishing their own academies of Jewish learning, elaborate social services, a very intricate form of Jewish government, which is tolerated, which is accepted, and the relationship between Jews and Muslims continues to flourish as it had done so during the Middle Ages. What is also interesting is the creation of a Hebrew press. We've already focused, when we talked about Italy and elsewhere, about the importance of the press. And I will constantly return to the notion of printing as a major factor of Jewish culture in early modern Europe. This is an early modern community as well. And believe it or not, a Hebrew press is established in Constantinople about 150 years before the first Arabic books are published. In other words, long before the Muslims are engaged in the act of publishing, particularly their sacred writings, Jews are already publishing rabbinic works and other works in Hebrew. And I should mention something else, which I think is indicative of this new culture, that the language of this culture is both Hebrew and Ladino.